Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Well, joining us now is Timo Wilmershauser, the head of Economic Forecast Department at the IFO Institute. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on the programme. Take us through then the detail of these figures. What do they tell us about the state of the German economy?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, there is one good news that I can tell you, and this is that the decline of the business climate index was much weaker than it was expected, but this is the only good news. The bad news is that the low level of business confidence that we had in July, and this was really a crash that we saw in July, was confirmed. So business confidence is very low, especially compared to the second quarter, and this has, of course, implication for economic growth in the German economy. So while we have more or less stagnation in the second quarter, we expect GDP to decline in the third quarter by around 0.5%. So clear cooling down of the German economy.
Yeah. The government, I note, Timo, welcome and thank you for being with us. Is that the German German government wants to stick to its economic policy, its economic plans in terms of sticking to its budget. Is that really possible in the face of this enormous energy crisis? This surely is what businesses in Germany want to understand.
Well, on the one hand, of course, these high price increases, high inflation, this is something where and also wage increases that we're going to have in the next couple of quarters, this is something where the German government is benefiting from on the income side, right? So this is, so to say, good news. But on the other hand, of course, a cooling down of the economy is certainly on the opposite. Now, everything depends on how much money they want to spend in order to support households and firms. At the moment, I would say that those plans that we see at the moment, they can be financed also within the legal laws, that is to say, the debt brake that the German government is trying to hold in the next year, right?
Timo, can you put these figures in context for us? How bad is the picture now compared to the global financial crisis, the Eurozone crisis? Where does this sit us in a sort of historical context?
So I would say that the decline in economic activity, the cooling down of the economic of the German economy, is much slower than we saw in previous crises. So, for example, compared to the COVID crisis in the year 2020, this is because the way that these high inflation rates are, you know, passing through to the economy is, of course, something that is much slower than if you, for example, close down the entire economy. So we had 0.8% in the first quarter, 0.1% in the second, a decline in the third quarter by around minus 0.5%. How this continues is, of course, very uncertainty and it depends on a lot of things. But I think that for the moment, this weak activity will continue. Maybe we are entering recession. This is to say that also in the fourth quarter, maybe there will be a decline, but this depends on the one hand on how strong prices will continue to increase. And this is one thing where I'm a bit pessimistic because there's still a lot in the price pipeline at the moment, in particular concerning energy prices. So a lot of the high price increases on the international energy markets have not yet been passed through to customers. And this is something that is really heavily weighing on the German economy.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.